They were just some lead mining families in southeastern Missouri. But if I told you the last name of the most prominent family of that group, it might sound familiar, for it was these families that helped found one of the states in the Union. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about stories from rural and agricultural America. On episode 53, it's Wayne Kreitz, the farmer who fought the courts for his own grain.
And if they blocked us any other way, I was going to form a bucket brigade.
In episode 52, meet the college kid making a living by sharing agriculture with tourists.
Agritourism, I feel like they're the unsung heroes of the ag industry because they kind of help bridge the gap between farm to table.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. You may have heard about our upcoming listener trip to Hawaii, February 3rd through 12th. The trip is filling up, so don't miss out, and you can still get the $200 sign-up bonus. It's a three-island tour that includes iconic sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and will take in sites with agricultural highlights such as a coffee plantation, Maui Gold Pineapple Company, and a tropical fruit farm. We'll stay in top-notch hotels, and your airfare and many meals are included. Don't miss out. Get more info by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or go to AmericanCountryside.com. Click on the link on the right side of the page. The earliest French explorers began mining lead here in the hills about 50 miles south of St. Louis in the 1720s. By the end of the 18th century, the industry was about to change dramatically.
Moses Austin comes here in 1799. He's a Virginian who's mining lead in Virginia, and he sees how great this ore is. So he comes over here, brings a bunch of families with him.
Art Hebrank shares the story from Missouri Mines State Historic Site. Moses saw the miners were using primitive furnaces that could only recover about 50% of the lead from the ore. There was a big potential here.
Being a smart fellow, he sent some guy over here ahead of him who went around and bought up all the slag piles from these early furnaces. Then he builds his new furnace.
He became the largest lead producer in the area and is known as the father of modern lead mining. But by the late 18-teens, he had his sights set on something other than mining.
He's going to colonize Texas with an American family. So he goes down to San Antonio, talks to the commandant. I want to bring an American colony here. They basically told him if he's not out of town by daybreak, he's in jail.
But he knew a friend of the commandant, and that helped him eventually achieve his goal.
Before it's all over, he's got a grant to put an American colony in Texas. We pretty much founded Texas. There's a state park down there that talks about the original 300 lead mining families from southeast Missouri taken down there by Moses Austin.
Moses Austin died in 1821, though. But he dictated an important letter upon his deathbed.
It says, "Son, whatever you do, your most important goal in life has to be finish the Texas colony. Nothing else counts." That would be Stephen F. Austin, the father of Texas.
And so the lead mining families of Missouri had a major role in establishing Texas. Traveling the Countryside in Park Hills, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.